Hey, I'm Chris Paris, the Chief Investment Officer at Oak Harvest Financial Group here in Houston, Texas. And welcome to our weekly Stock Talk podcast for April 9th, keeping you connected to your money. This podcast is going to be titled, Normal Isn't Needed. On the back of an almost daily fire hose of Federal Reserve liquidity policy responses the past 3 weeks, combined with constant financial channel talk of its just a bear market rally and we will retest the lows that's been going on for the past 2 weeks, the S&P 500 has regained its technically critical 200-day moving average at 2630 and now sits near 2800 as of this morning. While this is still down almost 18% from its all-time highs reached only 6 weeks ago, it is up almost 30% from its intraday lows reached only 2 weeks ago. This is against the backdrop of constant daily negative news slant of the financial press. Hourly calls on the TV channels that this is just a bear market rally, that there is a coming Great Depression, that we are replaying the 1930s, or that we will never return to normal again. Against this nonstop negative sentiment the last 3 weeks, the trading bears have been gored bloody. Why? Because they have chosen to fight the Fed. We said it since our Tuesday, March 24th podcast. The stock markets will recover before the economy recovers. They will recover before the economic news improves, just as the markets peaked and rolled over while the data was still outstanding in late February, only 5 weeks ago. News on the productivity of diagnostic testing and improvements in lowering the virus spread curve through social distancing has led this stock move. Listeners, you do not need to be perfect. We do not need to return to, quote, normal. Stocks do not wait for perfect, or they don't wait for normal to move higher. Equities only need marginally better news to move higher from depressed levels like we've seen the past 2 to 3 weeks. We stated it a few weeks ago when others were negative. Domestically, Governor Cuomo in New York brought some optimism early last week to that state, as well as to the outlook for the nation's virus curve. That optimism has spurred further this week with news of the country most likely slowly opening its economic borders come May. Social distancing does work and is working. The early thawing signs in the financial markets that we spoke of on our Tuesday, March 24th podcast that started late the week of March 18th has emerged and others are beginning to see it. Treasury collateral volatility is now back to 6, where it was on March 4th. Now, readers, this is 2 times the normal level of 3. But to put that in perspective, stock volatility would need to fall about 50% from today's levels to reach that type of level. That would put the VIX between 25 and 30, which, while high and double its normal calm level of 12 to 15, would continue to be very positive for equities rebounding sooner and higher than everyone expects. However, long-term investors know that the dollars they invest during economic downturns, while uncomfortable, have been their highest compounding returning assets over the subsequent longer-term holding periods measured in years. Buying assets when others are forced to sell, when volatility is high, or when you're just emotionally panicked, has been the way to compound your returns at higher rates of return over time. Buying stocks with strong balance sheets, high-quality dividend-paying and dividend-growing growth stocks, and reinvesting those dividends over time into more shares of these companies has proven a long-term strategy for building wealth in stock markets. A single year or two is not long-term in the stock market. So listeners, if you buy stocks near the bottom of the bear market, or within a few weeks of the bear market, or few months of the lows, what happens to your overall expected return over the next 10 years? Your average annual return goes up from around 9% to 10 to 11% per year. You do not have to be perfect. Things do not have to return to normal next week or next month for you to compound your rates at higher than expected normal returns. What this means to you, while almost everyone's emotional instinct is to sell stocks or raise cash in bigger stock market downturns, the correct long-term investment strategy is to put incremental cash to work. At worst, the right strategy is to sit tight in your allocation that was laid out during calmer times in your financial plan with your advisor. Your highest compounding returns come from buying equities during economic downturns, regardless of their cause. One of the worst things you can do is sell your positions and go to cash during times like this with ultra high volatility. History has proven over and over again that long-term investors with patience and the ability to tune out the noise make the most money and have the greatest security in retirement. At Oak Harvest, we are comprehensive long-term financial planners. What this means is that as our client, you and your financial advisor should have a financial plan that is independent of volatility of the stock markets. If you are retired or in the process of retiring, please give us a call at 281-822-1350. We're here to help you plan your financial future and help you smooth the financial path you have into and through your retirement years. This is Chris Paris at Oak Harvest Financial Group in Houston, Texas. God bless, have a great Easter, and stay safe.
The preceding content expresses the views of the speaker and is for informational purposes only. It is based on information believed to be reliable when created, but any cited data, statistics, and sources are not guaranteed. Content, ideas, and strategies discussed may not be right for your personal situation and should not be considered as personalized investment, tax, or legal advice, or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell securities. Investing involves the risk of loss, and past performance does not guarantee future results.